all's going to be well. Those are the kind of sentiments expressed in those tweets by President Donald Trump. And apart from that, there was a little bit more that happened. But I will tell you about that later. For now, what is the outcome? Well, the Indian markets gathered steam after a bounce in U.S. stock futures. With the trade war tensions easing just a little bit, it's been on everyone's mind for the longest time. It feels like the longest time. Global stocks also responded well as the U.S. government played down fears of a trade war with China. Welcome to the Market Closing Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sheetal.
An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
Well, Nifty looked like it was just about going to touch the 10,400 mark, but it didn't. Closed at 10,379, did see a high of 10,397 today. The Sensex closed at 33,788. That is roughly, again, the same region of 0.3 to 0.4%. That's how the benchmark indices have closed today. The rally that we saw was led mostly by the banking stocks. The FMCG stocks did very well. In fact, the Nifty FMCG index was the top sectoral gainer of the day, closing up 1.2%. Nifty Bank, not too bad at all, up 0.7%. And some of the key stocks over here, or some of the gainers in the Nifty Bank index, were Axis Bank, that was also top of Nifty 50's top five gainers of the day. Punjab National Bank gained about 2.8%. Federal Bank, IndusInd Bank, Bank of Baroda. Only one stock was actually in the red today, and that was Kotak Bank, down 0.2%. So all of the Nifty Bank stocks did pretty well. Yes, let's come back to the trade war tensions that have been hanging in the room so thickly you could cut through it with a knife. Did I get my metaphors all mixed over there? But yes, the point being, US President Donald Trump's chief economic advisor and National Economic Council director Larry Kudlow said in an interview on Sunday that the ongoing spat might turn out to be very benign. Those were his exact words. And then on Twitter, Trump appeared to echo the sentiment, saying that any tariffs would be reciprocal and that he saw a great future for both the countries. That last bit was, again, the way he really put it. Now, back home, like I said, financials, consumer durables and capital goods led the rally on Dalal Street, with the indices rallying by over 1% each, while IT, telecom and healthcare stocks closed in the red today. The Nifty 50 recovered from opening lows to gain about 220 points, and the top stocks were BPCL, Hindustan Petroleum, Axis Bank, Indian Oil Corporation and Hindalco and HDFC. And IT stocks such as Infosys and TCS remained under pressure ahead of Q4 earnings. Tata Motors was among the top index losers as JLR reported disappointing sales for the month of March. The market breadth generally was in favor of advances, with the advance decline ratio at 3:2. Now, the S&P BSE Sensex closed 161 points higher at 33,788, like I said, and more than 100 stocks hit a fresh 52-week high on the Bombay Stock Exchange, including names like MRF, Britannia, Jubilant Foodworks, IndusInd Bank, Chola and Interglobe Finance. The S&P BSE Mid-Cap Index rose 0.1%, while the S&P BSE Small-Cap Index rose 0.3% towards the close of trade today. The top Sensex gainers, we did tell you about the Nifty gainers some time back, but Axis Bank up 3.4%, Mahindra & Mahindra up 2%, IndusInd Bank up 2.1%, ITC up 2% and Asian Paints up 1.2%. Top Sensex losers, Infosys was down 1.6%, Tata Motors down 1.5%, TCS down 1% and Bharti Airtel down 1.2%. According to Nick Hilkamath, co-founder of Zerodha, overall the markets are displaying more strength than weakness, and the inherent malaise from the last couple of months seems to have passed. He also said that FII and DII numbers are looking up again. MF and SIP investments are also on the upswing. He says they will be maintaining a long outlook at this point and would recommend adding or limiting stock purchases towards a long-term portfolio. To circle back to some of the stocks in the news, Jubilant Foodworks ended the day a percentage higher after CLSA retained a buy call on the stock with a target of 2,800 rupees, citing growth in same-store sales and margins. ICICI Bank, on the other hand, fell 2% intraday before ending flat on the back of a media report that indicated directors are likely to meet this week and discuss the way ahead for CEO Chanda Kochhar. And ratings agency Fitch has also cautioned about reputational risks to the bank on the basis of these investigative developments that are underway. Shares of Wipro closed flat after rising 5% as the company sold its stake in Wipro Airport IT to Antariksh Softech. Reliance Infrastructure gained 1% after it received a purchase order of 1,081 crores from Nuclear Power Corporation of India for the Engineering, Procurement and Construction, or EPC, contract for Common Services Systems. Then DLF added 1% as Morgan Stanley resumed its coverage with equal weight, with a target of 225 rupees per share. Shares shares of OMAX Auto were locked in a 5% upper circuit, as investors could be cheering a positive bet on this stock by HDFC Securities. In real estate stocks, Nitesh Estates rallied more than 3%, with the company obtaining an approval from the Bangalore Development Authority, or BDA, for its Nitesh Virgin Island project. In other news, yes, we did give you a heads up on the stock market debut today. Lemon Tree Hotels witnessed a stellar listing on the exchanges, gaining about 10% in the opening tick, and the stock has further extended opening gains and rose about 32% later in the day. In addition to that, investors have pumped in over 1.7 lakh crore rupees in equity-oriented mutual fund schemes in 2017-18, making it the fourth successive year of net inflows, according to data from the Association of Mutual Funds in India. Before we wrap a look at the global markets, they were trading higher after this easing off in the US-China trade war tensions. France's CSE was up 0.3% and Germany's DAX gained about 0.7% at the time of bringing you this podcast. Asian markets closed higher as markets shrugged off declines that were seen on Wall Street. Japan's Nikkei, China's Shanghai Composite, Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index and South Korea's KOSPI gained in the region of 0.3% to 1.3%. And that's it from us on the Market Closing Podcast on Money Control. Have a wonderful evening.